Chapter 1.
I've a new find that you'll be dying to add to your collection, Your Highness.
The antique store clerk drew out a small velvet cube, opened it, and revealed a cylindrical bronze tool with a dozen tiny apertures in the top. Fascinated, Sila lifted her spectacles and leaned in for a better look, her nose almost to the instrument. Among her abler-eyed kin, censorious aristocrats, and especially attractive men, Sila was self-conscious about her nearsightedness and thick lenses. But here it was different. Much like puppies and kittens, antiques did not judge a person.
"It's not as aged as many of the instruments you prefer," the clerk continued, "and such tools are still in use on some of the islands, especially where actual leeches are rare. But it was recently dredged out of the deepest part of Skytorn Harbor, pulled up from a wrecked warship that was destroyed centuries ago by dragons and their foul riders."
"Oh, in the Battle of 873. I've read all about that, and how the dragons created a barricade just outside the sky shield to keep our ships from coming and going. Our forces had to leave the magical protection to confront them, and many were lost."
"It must have been a dreadful time, yes."
The clerk made the Eyes of the Moon symbol, two fingers tapping his chest, followed by a circle traced over his heart. Sila rotated the instrument to study the back.
"Is that the mark of Henus, the god crafter? Goodness, what an exquisite specimen."
Reminded that the clerk always thought her wealthy and asked outrageous prices, Sila leaned back and wished she hadn't shown such interest. Now he would try to gouge her.
"I thought it might appeal to you."
Yes, he sounded smug, as he always did when he believed he would wheedle money out of a patron. Since Sila had walked to his shop of her own accord, procrastinating on her way to the castle for the dreaded weekly family dinner, she couldn't pretend to be a victim.
"What is it?"
Her bodyguard, Sergeant Fell, rumbled in a suspicious space from his position near the door.
"A spring-loaded scarificator."
The clerk demonstrated its function by tapping a small button on the side of the cylinder. Tiny scalpels inside sprang out, protruding from the apertures.
"Some call devices like this artificial leeches."
Fell, a 20-year fleet veteran who'd served another 20 years as a bodyguard for the royal family, drew back, as if he hadn't seen and experienced much worse during his career. He curled a distasteful, maybe even horrified, lip as he regarded the scarificator, as well as the antique écrasure and speculum the clerk had first laid on his counter for Sila to consider. With a shudder of his broad shoulders, he stated,
"This place is unholy."
Then turned to look out the window and regard whatever threats he envisioned creeping down the cobblestone street. In the process, he stuck one of his legs out to stretch his calf. He flexed and grimaced at his muscle tightness.
"I thought you were looking for herbalism antiques."
"I do adore the history of herbalism, but other than pointy gathering sticks and occasional decorative cases, there aren't a lot of antiques associated with the craft. There are a lot of old books." Sila lowered her spectacles to eye the shelves, wondering if any new tomes had come in. She longed to find a copy of Ahriman's Herbs and Lore of the Rainforest Continent for her collection. The clerk, who was glaring balefully at Fell, didn't mention if he'd received any books lately.
"Not everyone is as fascinated by the history of healing as I am," Sila said apologetically to him.
She eyed the scarificator again, contemplating making an offer, a low offer, to counter whatever ridiculous price the clerk would quote. But her room at Moonwatch Temple already overflowed with healing and history tomes, drawings of medicinal plants, and antiques related to her profession that were tucked into every nook and cranny, not to mention mounted to the wall, stacked under her bed, and overflowing from the dresser drawers. She didn't need anything else, but...
"Is your bodyguard all right?"
The clerk's baleful glower had turned to one of concern.